With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin DNR staff will be looking over results of a Minnesota study on the impacts of wake boats. The study found significant disturbance to lake bottoms. Opponents of lake boats also expressed concerns about disturbance to shorelines and the potential for wake boats to spread invasive species through their ballast tanks. Wake boats were a topic during public comments at a recent Natural Resources Board meeting, with Richard Phillips of Presque Isle among those calling for action.
Please consider giving me something to say the next time someone challenges me by saying if the problem were really significant, the DNR would say something. I am profoundly impressed by the 60 or so towns that have shown the care and the backbone to enact ordinances to protect their lakes. But surely they should expect some help, some inspiration, and some guidance from the DNR.
Jeff Meisman of Presque Isle says wake boats are doing permanent damage.
When you get aquatic invasive species in your lake, for example, you get a spiny water flea or a quagga mussel or a zebra mussel, there's no remediation for that right now. So when you talk about damage, some of this damage is permanent and can't be reversed. Other damage, like to shorelines, I mean, the people are constantly rebuilding their shorelines to protect their boats. So permanent damage is happening right now, and we have to protect our lakes or we're going to lose them.
DNR Secretary Karen Hyun says staff will be looking at the Minnesota study.
I've instructed our team to do a thorough review of the results of that study so that we can evaluate what our options are, especially in terms of working with the legislature on additional authority and resources that we would need to implement any of sort of recommendations that would come out of a report like this or a study like this.
Board Chair Bill Smith asked that the matter come back before the Natural Resources Board as an informational item at some time in the future after staff has had a chance to look over these study findings. More than 400 people participated in the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Rhinelander over the weekend. The event is expected to raise more than $170,000. Money raised will directly support families across the Rhinelander area. It will help with things like education, care, support services, and advocacy efforts. In Oneida County alone, over 1,300 residents age 65 and older are living with dementia. Donations can still be made to the Walk to End Alzheimer's through December 31st. Another effort will be made to make the Apostle Islands Wisconsin's first national park. The island group in Lake Superior is currently designated a national lakeshore. Congressman Tom Tiffany last week reintroduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act. Tiffany says the act would provide lasting benefits to the surrounding communities for generations to come. Some concerns came up when the idea was raised in the past. Impacts on the environment were one worry, as were concerns about having enough housing and the infrastructure to handle a possible increase in visitors. The Red Cliff Band of Chippewa also wanted to know about any potential impacts to treaty rights. The Trump administration is trying to persuade a federal judge that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's attempt to shut down part of an aging pipeline interferes with U.S. foreign policy. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has moved a crude oil between Wisconsin and Canada for 72 years. A portion of the line passes beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Michigan regulators, under Whitmer's direction, revoked the segment's easement in 2020 out of concerns the line could rupture. Enbridge filed a federal lawsuit seeking to block the revocation. U.S. Justice Department attorneys filed a brief in the case September 12th, arguing that Michigan is improperly interfering with U.S. foreign policy. With Congress yet to pass broad regulation of artificial intelligence, Michigan is among the states moving ahead with its own guardrails. Crystal Blair explains.
Local AI regulation is taking shape in Michigan with a 2024 resolution on preventing bias and new statutes on AI-generated election content. Professor Anjana Susarla, who teaches about responsible AI at Michigan State University, points to a policy in one western state that addresses the everyday use of AI.
In the state of Utah, the Artificial Intelligence Policy Act is you are talking to an AI chatbot, that you should clearly know that There has to be some disclosure around the use of AI.
Among Michiganders age 50 and older, 55% report using AI tools, and 91% say they want to know if the information comes from a human or from artificial intelligence. Susarla says disclosure and transparency are becoming the foundation of state-level guardrails, especially where AI is used to deliver government services. Nationally, there's been a surge in state-level AI regulation activity. The latest Stanford University report shows state AI laws have doubled in the last year, up to 131 from 49 in 2023. However, Susarla notes, there's still big questions lawmakers haven't figured out.
Some of the privacy issues are still kind of there. That's kind of an open question, really. How much, you know, privacy do we have? Do we need some comprehensive understanding of privacy risks when we're using AI tools?
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, all 50 states have seen AI-related legislation introduced this year. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.